Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Since the 1980s, most people who did not own a brand new car had to stop off every year at a car emission station, pay a fee, and make sure their car passed a test. Now, these tests were designed to lower the amount of pollutants coming out of your car's tailpipe. The test came after the valley's air quality dropped below federal standards. Now, almost 40 years later, the emission tests are going away. So we wanted to find out why. So we decided to ask Ian Mack Stevenson, who covers the city of Boise and climate change for the Idaho Statesman. Welcome back, Ian.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so why did this program get started almost 40 years ago? Let's go back to that time.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, air quality was pretty poor in the Treasure Valley. And as a result, it violated federal requirements for how clean the air has to be. And that started a lengthy and complex process whereby the federal government requires locales to fix their air quality, figure out a long-term plan to improve it. And that's what the region has been going through over the last decades. And part of that plan was requiring these vehicle emissions tests to try to get the air quality back into better shape.
Okay, so the air quality, I mean, it's fair to say it was bad in the 80s. I mean, it went below federal standards, as we mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and it's there have been a combination of factors that have led to it improving. And I think this is part of the reason why the emissions testing themselves are going away in just a few days. And one reason is that initially these vehicle emissions tests would be hooked up to a tailpipe and they would measure the pollutants that are actually coming out of the vehicle. But as technology has improved and other federal requirements have mandated stricter air quality controls within cars' engines, it's actually become that has been pushing the air quality to improve more quickly. And so the vehicle emissions tests have actually become sort of less relevant to the overall air quality, if that makes sense.
It does, because for folks who maybe aren't familiar with this emissions testing, because if you've lived here for a while, you are. It was really, it started as only having to be older cars, right, Ian? Because new cars kind of had some of these standards. Was that true even back when the program started in the 80s? It was older vehicles?
Well, yeah. So actually, the oldest vehicles, cars from before the 80s are exempt from the requirements. And they've sort of been allowing, if you buy a pretty new car in the last 3 or 4 years, then you're also exempt because your car has better standards.
Hmm. Okay. And if you failed the emission test, take us through what had to happen, because it wasn't like, oh, you failed, come back next year.
Right. So there are a couple of different ways to address the problem if you failed your emissions test. One would be if you're not able to pay for the emissions test, due to financial limitations, you could get a hardship waiver, and that would give you a little bit more time it would exempt you for a year, and you could, I believe, renew that for another year to get the funding needed to perform whatever maintenance on your car was required to get it back into stand. Back up to meet the standards. And that exemption sort of would allow you to give you a little bit more time, but you still would eventually need to pass the test. And so eventually, really, most cars need to pass the emissions test. And I think another thing that's sort of important here is that in more recent years, emissions test is sort of a bit of a misnomer, because on cars that have been around since 1996, the requirement is actually, rather than measuring the tailpipe emissions that are coming out of the vehicle, they're actually just checking like the car's computer system. If the car is working properly, then that means, as it's designed, then that means you meet the emission standards. And so if the computer detects that there's a problem, then you might get a check engine light or something. And that tells you that you're out of compliance. And so they're no longer, unless you have a pretty old car, they're no longer measuring the tailpipe emissions.
Hmm. So I'm kind of curious, Ian. So here the Idaho legislature decided, you know, to get rid of the program. And as you mentioned, I mean, you know, there are federal standards in place for vehicles now. So it's kind of, you know, some could argue it's not necessary to get these emissions tested anymore. What do environmentalists say, though, about ending this program? Are they happy about it?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So initially, the problem that triggered this in Ada County was carbon monoxide pollution, mm-hmm. which is partly come from vehicles. And in the decades since these vehicles emissions tests have been in place, carbon monoxide has really gotten a lot better in the Treasure Valley, and we're now multiple times below the federal requirement for clean air standards. So that really has seen a lot of improvement, and it was partly due to these emissions tests. But these days, the emissions tests as they stand are not super relevant to making it even better. For instance, about 90% of vehicles pass their first test. And so that kind of shows you that it's really only a small subset of vehicles that are not passing the test. Mm-hmm. But these days, aside from carbon monoxide, ozone has also become a concern. And the Treasure Valley is sort of, we're not yet beyond the clean air standards, but we're sort of getting close to levels at which we might at some time in the future exceed clean air requirements. And ozone it's not a pollutant that comes directly from the vehicle, but it's a result of emissions from a vehicle reacting with other compounds in the air and creating a pollutant. And so I think environmentalists have concern about the ozone. But what officials have told me is that the vehicle emissions tests only reduce ozone by a very small percentage. And even with removing these emissions requirements, these emissions testing requirements, the air quality overall is still expected to sort of trend towards the improvement direction. And so mm-hmm. I think if ozone is a problem in future years that needs to be mitigated, it'll likely be through some other sort of measure rather than perhaps vehicle emissions tests.
Okay, so like if we do drop below those federal air quality standards, yeah, it wouldn't be like, let's put these emissions testing back in place. It would have to be something else.
I think that's likely the case, yes.
Okay, so before I let you go, let's talk logistics for a minute in regards to this, because this testing will end in the next couple of days. But what happens, let's say, if you get a notice to get your car's emissions tested?
Right, so officials have told me that, so first of all, if you had a due date of this month for your emissions test, they are saying you should still go and get your vehicle tested and pass that test. As it's still the law. Mm-hmm. But if you would have had a due date beyond this month, sometime later in the year, I've been told that people should not be receiving notices for that. And so hopefully that'll resolve that issue. And then another logistical thing is that the state can, you know, revoke someone's registration if you haven't passed your vehicle test. But once right. the law changes after July 1st, that'll no longer be the place, and they'll reinstate people's registrations that were removed because of a delinquent emissions test.
Oh, okay. So if you fall in that category, probably have to do some paperwork, I would assume, to get that registration back in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so interesting, Ian. I appreciate your reporting on this and coming into to talk with us about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.